In the day's other news, the outbreak of a new virus in China accelerated with more than 80 dead and 2,700 cases confirmed. In turn, the U.S. State Department warned Americans to reconsider any plans to travel to China. We will look at all of this in detail after the news summary. The health crisis in China spread fear to world financial markets and triggered a sell-off here in the U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 450 points to close at 28,535. The Nasdaq fell 175 points, and the S&P 500 dropped 51. The Trump administration will begin denying permanent residency to immigrants if they receive public benefits. That is after the U.S. Supreme Court voted 5-4 to let the new green card policy take effect, while lawsuits against it continue. More than 500,000 people apply for green cards annually. President Trump is talking up his long-delayed Middle East peace plan ahead of its unveiling tomorrow. He discussed it today with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, and he suggested he will win over Palestinians, who accuse him of pro-Israeli bias and reject the plan.
It's something they should want. They probably won't want it initially, but I think in the end they will. I think in the end they're going to want it. It's very good for them. In fact, it's overly good to them. We have the support of the Prime Minister, we have the support of the other parties, and we think we will ultimately have the support of the Palestinians, but we're going to see.
The president met separately with Benny Gantz, who is challenging Netanyahu in upcoming elections. We'll hear some of what Gantz and Netanyahu said today, plus analysis later in the program. An American military plane crashed in eastern Afghanistan today. There was no word on the fate of the crew. It happened in Ghazni province, largely controlled by the Taliban. U.S. officials said there is no sign the plane was shot down. Footage on social media showed charred remains of a U.S. Air Force Bombardier E-11A. That is an electronic surveillance plane. In Iraq, an anti-government protest resumed overnight, and at least three people died. In Najaf, mourners wept in a funeral procession for two protesters killed on Sunday. Meanwhile, security forces in Baghdad fired tear gas at demonstrators who said they are being brutalized.
This revolution is peaceful. The security forces use various kinds of fire against us. They use live ammunition, rubber bullets, and tear gas canisters. I got injured in my face. I cannot remove the mask from my face because they chase and kill activists. I am not an activist. I am a protester.
Amid the protests, mortar rounds struck the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad overnight, causing one minor injury. It was the latest in a series of such attacks. Back in this country, the first of two women accusing Harvey Weinstein of rape and sexual assault testified in his New York trial. Mimi Halei said that the movie producer became offended when she refused his advances at his apartment in 2006. She said he forcibly performed oral sex on her. Weinstein denies the accusations. Federal prosecutors in New York say that Britain's Prince Andrew has refused so far to cooperate in the Jeffrey Epstein probe. The millionaire financier was charged with sex trafficking before he committed suicide. Prince Andrew has denied claims that Epstein arranged for him to have sex with a teenage girl. Investigators in California began recovering bodies today from the site of a helicopter crash that killed basketball legend Kobe Bryant. The helicopter smashed into a hillside in heavy fog. Eight others, including Bryant's 13-year-old daughter, were also killed. We will look at Bryant's legacy later in the program. And teenage newcomer Billie Eilish is atop the music world after sweeping the leading awards at the Grammys. The 18-year-old won Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best New Artist with her breakout first album, focusing on young people suffering depression. She is the youngest person ever to win a major Grammy. Still to come on the NewsHour, the death toll rises as Chinese officials try to get a grasp on the coronavirus. Israeli leaders head to the White House ahead of the announcement of President Trump's plan for Middle East peace. 75 years after the liberation of Auschwitz, keeping the memory of the Holocaust alive in the modern world, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour. from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West, from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.